was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night rolls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Faithfully, Public Broadcasting Network.
Order, nations without borders.
Folks, you got to know what the problem is that's going on in Syria and all around the Middle East and our foreign policy. So, we lay out the case. PMAC.
The Project for the New American Century was a Zionist-based think tank that was made up of both Republicans and Democrats alike. It was founded in 1997 and lasted up until 2006. At that point, it came under heavy public scrutiny for the unjust invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan and the numerous war crimes committed during those invasions. Then, in 2009, it reemerged when the coast was clear. There was a new puppet in office, and the public had seemed to forget about its existence. Once again, the Zionists had a green light to continue their hit list. The Project for the New American Century was founded by Bill Kristol.
Welcome to Conversations. I'm Bill Kristol.
And Dr. Robert Kagan.
Dr. Robert Kagan.
17 of its members became top advisors to the president during the Bush administration. Jews were grossly overrepresented within the Project for the New American Century. The entirety of its top membership was Jewish, as well as over half of all the membership, despite the fact that Jews only make up 1.7% of the population of the United States. Although the Project for the New American Century rose to White House prominence under the Bush administration, their demands have been followed since the Clinton presidency, as well as other Zionist demands, such as the Israeli policy paper, A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm, which was written in 1996 and called for destabilization of Iraq as well as other Middle Eastern countries. The Project for the New American Century frequently wrote letters to President Clinton. He responded with the 1998 Desert Fox attack on Iraq. The history of our government writing about going to war in their documents, then staging events to get public support is nothing new. From the USS Maine, to the Lusitania, to Pearl Harbor, to the Gulf of Tonkin, all the way to the, quote, New Pearl Harbor that the Project for the New American Century wrote about in their Rebuilding America's Defenses paper that they deemed necessary to get public support to fight multiple simultaneous wars and the seven countries they felt were a threat to the Rothschild central banking system and the Rothschild State of Israel. 1 year later, they got their new Pearl Harbor. This event became known as 9/11.
This is the Pearl Harbor of the 21st century for us. And the president will have to deal with it. He will have to deal with these people overseas that are telling us they're going to destroy us.
The Cold War era was up, and there was no longer an enemy for the public to fear. But the military-industrial complex still needed to feed their war economy. They needed a new enemy, a faceless enemy, that would ensure perpetual warfare and increase their military spending that they so desperately begged for in their Rebuilding America's Defenses paper. This new need for a faceless enemy gave birth to one of the most important tools of modern warfare, the terrorists. The invention of the terrorists gave the Zionists the green light from the public to go after the countries on their hit lists.
I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Not only did the creation of terrorism allow for perpetual warfare, it also allowed for the achievement of Zionist agendas, such as the Greater Israel Project, and for corporate profiteers like Exxon, Halliburton, Lockheed, and more recently, Genie Energy, as well as many other pro-Zionist corporations to profit immensely from these wars. All these corporations can be traced back directly to the Project for the New American Century through its members. Due to the public outrage from the mass slaughter of the innocents during the full-fledged invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, the Zionists needed a new, subtle, and less direct approach for destabilization and regime change, to finish their hit list, and for their own sadistic agendas. This gave birth to the modern Arab Spring. Again, there is a new puppet in office, who the anti-war protesters trusted. Little did they know, the same Zionist hidden hand was pulling the strings behind the curtain. In January of 2011, the Zionist hit list was resumed, starting with Egypt. Instead of invasion, CIA assets and social media propaganda was used to achieve regime change. In less than a month, the Egyptian president gave in to Zionist demands. Just as the Egyptian revolution ended in February of 2011, the Libyan revolution against Gaddafi began. Keep in mind, Gaddafi lived a very modest lifestyle, built Libya up to become an immensely prosperous nation, spoke out against the UN, and is quoted as saying, "I protect Europe from a flood of illegal African immigrants." CIA assets like Khalifa Haftar, who was provably on the CIA payroll for 20 years, were instrumental in the overthrow of Gaddafi. He organized shootings on government targets, yet there was a complete Western media blackout of these shootings, until Gaddafi had to fire back. Then, there was complete media coverage and demonization of Gaddafi. It became a humanitarian issue. It became the "he's killing his own people" story. Just a short 7 months later, Gaddafi was beaten to death by the terrorist pawns of the Zionist intelligence communities. The Rothschild central banking system soon followed. Libya now remains in ruins, allowing for thousands of African invaders to flood into Europe, as well as many other corporate gains that came from Gaddafi's removal. Who's next on the list? Syria. Egypt and Libya worked well, so there's no need to change the strategy. Use CIA assets and social media propaganda to create a conflict. Except this time, Assad didn't give up so easy. He also had allies like Russia, who came to his aid and stopped the Zionist proxy armies dead in their tracks, as well as countries like Iran, who are also on that hit list and know someday their fate is destined to be the same. They attempted to play the same humanitarian crisis game that they've been playing since the initial invasion of Iraq, except this time, the whole world wasn't buying it. The Zionists created and orchestrated Syrian civil war has decimated the once prosperous and flourishing nation of Syria. The country is now in ruins, yet Assad still remains. This is what happens when you don't go along with the Zionist central banking system. They paint you out as a villain, then destroy your country, slaughter the innocent, and hand it over to tyrannical warlords. There are still a few countries on the Zionist hit list. Be prepared for future humanitarian crisis. What you're hearing from your government is propaganda. There are always two sides to every story. You're only hearing one. And ask yourself, who are the ones that are really killing the innocent?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Matthew North. I appreciate that content. So to understand what's going on over there, you have to understand what's going on right here. something that's been covered up for a long time, and you know, I've been criticized by members of within my own family for taking this stand. You know, they some people out there, they think that when you expose these crimes, that, you know, you're fixated, and this term, anti-Semitic, it's a rather funny. You know, and why it's funny is because its origins come from political correctness. And we hear conservatives using this term, a way and means to silence critique and dissent. Now, on this network, the reason why I sometimes focus on these things, of course, is because we see bombs being dropped on Syria. Now, again, I'd like to make a disclaimer. I don't trust Putin as far as I could throw him. He's ex-KGB. I don't trust any foreign leader, Assad included. Just because I'm advocating for the foreign policy of non-intervention and to stay out of other people's country does not mean in any way that I condone or support everything that these people do. But my position is what they do in the confines of their own country is their own business. Now, all of this talk has been made, you know, and a lot of the times we don't really realize the roots of the things that silence us and where it came from. Well, it's a Marxist strategy of silencing dissent. First of all, that's what you know, what it really is. And although the left is very critical of Zionism, they're so nuts about so many other things that I certainly cannot subscribe to any of their. I mean, these are the same people that they want to be able to speak out, but they don't want you to be able to. Far left fanatics on college campuses may claim to support new social theories and their pursuit of social justice, but they're often chasing Marxism by another name. And Karl Marx, a.k.a. Mordecai Levy, you know, this is another problem where, you know, people say, well, you're just blaming the Jews. And it's really not true, because Zionism is a political ideology. Now, as with all religions, there are different schools of thought within Judaism. There are Jews that reject the Babylonian Talmud, which is as disturbing as some aspects of the Quran. So to say that the critique against Zionism is against all of Judaism would not be accurate. It's a way of silencing dissent. This is a leftist mentality. The Marxist origins of hate speech legislation and political correctness featured among many the American Enterprise Institute resident scholar Christina Hoff Summers, Cato Institute senior fellow Fleming Rose. Why? These are traditional. Christina Hoff Summers is a classical feminist, you know, so she was more of a leftist. But they have her attributed with Nazism, again, a collectivist society. So to really understand the problem of what's going on, you really need to understand who's trying to shut you up. Now, for those people, I have some new listeners out there that I've been talking to, and they have not been, believe it or not, most RVN listeners are very aware of a lot of this stuff. They're not aware of some of this material. So I wanted to lay out a case. First case is the smearing of the media. Now, William Cooper predicted 9/11 occurring. First, I you know, I would like to, Dan, if you could bring up the William Cooper clip that I sent you. Okay, folks, I want you to hear, first of all, so that you can understand that everything that you see on mainstream media, and for those listeners out there who've heard this before, please do so with some reverence and respect for this man who lost his life immediately following 9/11. Go ahead and roll that clip.
The largest intelligence apparatus in the world with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. Some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew waltzes right into his hideout and interviews him. So why do all these fools believe this charade? That a CNN reporter and his little camera crew can do with all the money and all the assets and all the eavesdropping and all the intelligence and all the satellites and all the undercover operatives in the world can never do. It's because they're not trying, they don't want to. Osama bin Laden is their creation, and he is serving them well. I mean, is this some kind of incredible joke that people are so stupid they'll fall for this? And now we're being bombarded with messages that Osama bin Laden is planning to attack the United States of America and Israel. Let me tell you something. If he's an enemy of Israel and the Mossad can't find him, then this thing is the biggest joke that you ever heard of in your life. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order who once again want to take the guns and the freedom away from the American people, because we're the only ones left in the world who can oppose the destruction of freedom in the world and the implementation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government, and that is the goal. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. Another social illusion, social engineering project to change the minds and the attitudes and the beliefs of the people of the world, and especially the United States, to bring about one world socialist totalitarian government. I wonder what Osama bin Laden's targets are supposed to be. And if they don't, you know, if this doesn't materialize in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it will eventually materialize, because they haven't succeeded in getting the guns out of the hands of the American people, nor have they succeeded in taking our freedoms away. In fact, there's been a great awakening in this country and a big backlash against these Marxist, communist, puke-faced, lying, subversive, Nazi, jackbooted Gestapo thugs that is gaining momentum. And so I tell you with a certainty,
he doesn't mince any words, ladies and gentlemen.
They must do something terrible in order to stop this backlash and regain the sympathy of the mass herds of sheeple out there. And supposedly, we're not the only nation searching for Osama bin Laden. So the vast economic resources, the vast technological resources, the vast personnel resources, the vast networks and intricate web spun over all these years by the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA can't find Osama bin Laden, but CNN can? Bullshit. What a crying shame. How in the world could this country of all nations breed such a dumbed down, unthinking, illiterate, uneducated, stupid, ignorant population?
Well, he didn't mince any words. Rest in peace, Bill.
Hello? Anybody home? Or have you all just had a total migration of your brain power? You know what I'm talking about out there. And you know me, folks, I only care about the truth, period. The truth. And it's about time some of you got acquainted with the real, hard truth. Well, you see, the government knows they can't pull another Waco. They got to try and get us to do something to justify what they want to do. Something stupid.
Now here.
So that they could actually declare martial law and start rounding people up. Should always be prepared for any emergency. Oh, I was telling people to get prepared and stock up on 2 years of food storage and water and guns and ammunition, everything, 8 years ago. Remember, we must have the moral high ground. So we have to wait for them to do something that justifies acting. Whoever fires the first shot loses. I've said that since 1989. I've been telling people that, and it's the truth. And if they fire the first shot and the militia moves against them legitimately and lawfully to restore constitutional Republican government, and they bring the military against us, the entire American population will support us. But if we fall into these traps, forget it, it's all over. Revolution, you never know what the outcome of a revolution will be. But a restoration has something different. We all know what the outcome is going to be. We know what the goal is, to restore constitutional Republican government, to do away with the excesses in government, to arrest those who have subverted this country and destroyed it, and hold them until they can be tried by a jury of their peers as the Constitution dictates, and find out if they're innocent or guilty. And if they're guilty, hang them. They're trying to instigate the American people to rise up against the government to justify changing the entire character of this nation and bring about one world totalitarian socialist government. That's what they're doing.
Oh, God bless Bill Cooper, huh? Well, the phone lines are going to be open, 1-800-313-9443. You can call in and comment. So I'm laying this out. The reason that I mentioned Bill and this clip is because he predicted, he made this broadcast was just shortly before 9/11, which, boy, was that really inconvenient, right? And then immediately following, and a couple months later, he was gunned down in his yard by police. Now, many people could just claim that that was just a big coincidence, but, you know, jailing and shooting and silencing journalists is nothing new. Certainly nothing new. So in laying out this case that I'm laying out today, and to let those who are listening know that, first of all, Israel is a problem. It is not the problem. We have the intelligence agencies of the United Kingdom, Israel, the United States, acting on behalf of the global international bankers. Now, a lot of those bankers are Zionist Jews, and some of them are just self-serving Satanists. Some of them go by the name of Catholics and Protestants and all of the like. Why I focus on what I focus on is not to detract from the others that are involved with this Moloch-loving satanic scheme, but because it is the one group that is being used as the buffer, the one group that has silencing powers invoked by law, which to me should be in and of itself criminal. Now, out of the Jerusalem Post, just as an example is this. This is from April 19th. South Carolina takes an important step towards an anti-Semitism bill. Now, keep in mind, anti-Semitism is not an American thing. This is a Marxist thing. If I were to walk up to you and I were to punch you in the face, why would it matter what my thoughts were motivating it? Now, maybe you could say after the fact, well, the motivating factors can be used in making determinations that could prevent blah, 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 blah. But what I thought, now, if I punch you in the face and you're not of one of these protected groups, the charge is charge A. If you are one of these protected groups and you can illustrate to me how my thoughts led to me punching you in the face, then you get tacked on with it, added crime. Thought police. This is what we've come to. South Carolina will soon become the first United U.S. state to codify universal definition of anti-Semitism after its Senate and House of Representatives reconcile different wording next week in a landmark bill that is set to be the model for states across America and countries around the world. Wow, That's just wonderful. Personally, if you punch somebody in the face and you weren't defending yourself, it really should not matter why you punched them in the face, unless it was self-defense. Despite its small Jewish population, the article goes on to say, South Carolina was the first U.S. state to pass a bill outlawing boycotting, divesting from, and sanctioning Israel. Okay, now, I know people who have been a part of that, okay? And I, you know, like Voltaire said, you know, I can agree, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll fight for your right to say it. No different, and see, this is where this leftist mentality really drives me crazy, because the BDS movement isn't solely left, but it's majority left. A lot of the same leftists that will tell you it's no problem boycotting a business that doesn't want to make a gay wedding cake, but it's okay to do this. And personally, I think that what you do with your money, what you advocate for, what your freedom of speech is more important than any particular movement. If you have enough people to get behind a movement, maybe there's some smoke there. But the versions of which are now passed in 50 states are expected to pass in 6 more by the end of the year. Israel Allies caucuses are now working on passing similar anti-BDS legislation in their countries, criminalizing your right to protest. Well, how anti-American is that? South Carolina Representative Alan Clemens, who authored both bills, told the Jerusalem Post on Thursday that he's aiming for similar success with the anti-Semitism legislation when he takes on the bill on the road. Jewish students on campus are the point of the anti-Semitism spear in the U.S. Now, keep in mind, folks, I don't know if you've heard the reports of some of these Jewish students who have, in fact, painted swastikas on their own doors. A lot of them, when you create a protected class, you give them protected rights and you give them that empowerment, you're also fomenting or enabling those who would take advantage of such things in a way to bring themselves media attention or attention of any sort. So by giving a clear and uniform definition of anti-Semitism to university administrators and mandating its use, we are protecting the rights of Jewish students and all students on campus. No longer will reports of anti-Semitism be swept under the administrative rug. Well, what about people with conservative thoughts on campus who have been attacked by Antifa? I've seen it happen on videotape, and on very few of these occasions has anybody been prosecuted. Once you start fractionalizing and giving people special rights, again, if you violate the rights of another, then you should be taken account. Doesn't make a damn bit of difference what was in your head at the time. So, that definition of anti-Semitism is taken from a U.S. State Department decision in 2010, an accompanying fact that sheet that singles out demonizing, delegitimizing, and having a double standard for Israel. This is the same country who had 240 spies rounded up immediately following 9/11 and deported to Israel. It's the same country that had two of its citizens who were former IDF and probably Mossad arrested and headed to the George Washington Bridge with a van filled with explosives. It's the same country that affects United States foreign policy. You want to talk about Russian collusion and interference? AIPAC is the single most dangerous political action committee in existence. Anyway, I digress. Back to the article. Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews. And like I said, Zionists are really the issue at heart here today. And there are Christians and there are... Public Broadcasting Network. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, folks. PublicBroadcasting.org.
Public homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free.
It was the all right. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Like I said, the phone lines are going to stay open. We're going to be running a couple clips throughout the show. Please feel free anyway to call in. And that's much appreciated. 1-800-313-9443. Let's take a call. Dan, I believe we have Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on.
Well, good afternoon to you. I'm put out Ebola. Be on the lookout for disinformation on any of these topics where there is, multi-billion dollar industries at stake. They can easily throw out, and you got, I know an ex-military guy who's recently passed on who had a kind of a sheep dip leave of absence from the military, and then he went back in after being deployed in New York's advertising and media for a number of years. He went back in to the Army back at his same rank and pay as if he'd never left. He got blowed up, as he described it, doing a demonstration somewhere in South America. He was the only survivor of an APC carrier that threw him as something crazy like 250 feet. But he was involved in our local TV station effort here, and I think him and another guy tried to steal our licenses and caused us some trouble with the FCC. But one of the things I'm using that as an example for is, you know, even topics like fluoride or 9/11, which you just touched on, that's why I'm, you know, calling.
Right.
There's numerous rabbit trails that you can get pulled down that are unprovable, or you get the rug pulled out from underneath of you, and it destroys your credibility.
Sure.
With fluoride, the one that comes to my mind is this whole rabbit trail about it calcifying the pineal gland and making you not able to hear God's voice or something like that. What it does do is mess with your brain chemistry through your gut. And it's not just the water. It's 10 times more in the raisins in the breakfast cereal and other anything in the store that has water as the ingredient or has water has been used in its processing. So there can be 10 times more in the food choices that you're making, and it'll mess with your serotonin level, which is, allows you to be awake and alert and not susceptible to suggestibility, affecting your critical thinking. So I jumped on the Joyce Von Kleist, they're in plain sight. It has a few of those rabbit trails that are like that with 9/11. One thing
many
I've
of
seen
them.
Years, yeah, one of these things that I've seen in recent years is people will present a digital picture of one of these vans that supposedly showed a plane crashing into the Twin Towers, which was only the only proof of which is a mention on the first responders' radios that a guy, men had been pulled over in this van. You talked about the white van that was headed for the tunnel. Nobody has ever put forward an actual photo of that. So anytime you pass that photo around, you need to put on that illustration, reconstruction, or whatever, so that you're not misleading people into thinking that you have an actual digital photo. Because automatically, a lot of people that are critical thinking will say, look, this Photoshop, this isn't real. And so it destroys the issue. But if you accompany that with the link to the audio from the 911, emergency responders radios where they actually can hear them talking about it, then you've actually done something that's hard for them to argue with.
Actually, Dan, can you do me a favor? I sent you over a clip of the King Street truck bomb audio. Clip, if you could grab that for me. I believe that's in some of the links that I sent to you just this morning.
Well, we've got to get ahead and short circuit their disinformation, I think, if we're going to. And one of the things I'd like to get ahead of is this 800 families that are suing Saudis or the Saudi intelligence or whoever they're suing. I will not be surprised if they are not going to be allowed to get to the discovery process. Because Pilots for 9/11 Truth and other activists have actual data from 9/11, which blows the official story out of the water. If even one of those planes can be proven to not be the stock plane that we were told, a substitute plane, then the whole story, just like Building 7 does, it throws it into serious doubt for anybody that thinks, well, wait a minute, how could you have a civilian plane manufactured in 1991 that has a GPS operational? They were not on civilian planes. It was still classified at that time.
Hey, Mike, before we get too far ahead, do you have a few minutes to hang with me?
Oh, yeah. You got a clip
okay.
to play? Go ahead.
Hang on. Yeah, hang on a second, because what we're doing today is a little bit of a presentation for some new listeners to RBN, and I want to prove to them as we go through this. And by the way, very good insight on the whole truck with the planes and thing. I also have prepared, if we ever get to it today, the police officer that pulled a few of these guys over, because there were several vans, and they all belonged to the same company, which was Urban Moving System. But go ahead and roll the clip of the New York Fire Department audio.
Great. Okay, 5 domestic about to contain. Sergeant Miller, 7-5. 5, you're about to contain. 10-5, the message about the plane. 1. All citywide task force units are to respond to Trinity and Liberty. All citywide task force units are to respond to the Liberty and Trinity place. 10-5, the message about the plane. Be advised, group. How about the folks at that door. Who is the authority of?
Didn't find a message about the plane.
Central, we need the bomb squad and ESU over King and...
9414, hold up.
Five's the message about the remote control plane. Jason Ventura is on the air.
Central, I got a message on that plane. It's a big truck with a mural painted of an airplane diving into New York City and exploding. No one's in the truck. The truck is in between 6th and 7th on King Street.
All right, Central, I'll send you the bus on there for Westgate.
With a mural painted, airplane diving into New York, blowing up. Two men got out of the truck, ran away from it. We got those two boots under.
That's good.
There you have it, folks. For those of you that don't know, including some of our own people, that was the police who apprehended the van. The van had a mural on the side of it of a plane diving into New York City. This is according to the police. So this photograph that you see floating around the internet that people like to try and discredit is a photo representation of this call. An artist depicted a van similar, and it's an artist's representation of this call. Now, these suspects were in a van. They stopped the van. It was assumed to be going to the George Washington Bridge. There was also another van on the other side of the bridge that was suspected they were going to blow up both sides of the bridge, creating the disability for anyone to leave the through the George Washington Bridge. Any of you like myself that's been over the George Washington Bridge, I don't know how many times, that would have created just even more panic. But this was detonated on King Street near King and Liberty in Manhattan. And the two suspects that were taken into custody were Israelis. They were detained, and I believe it was through Michael Chertoff who saw that they were deported on potential immigration violations, along with the intel group, which I consider the dancing, they call the dancing Israelis, that were in a van documenting. And they went back on, of course, on Israeli state television on a program about their incarceration and said, well, we were just there to document the event. Of course, we also were going to be playing, Mike, we're going to be playing a clip of the Fox News band clip that they did. It's a clip that they had to give themselves some credibility because enough people heard about this. In my opinion, yes. And it's my opinion that they had to cover it. Go ahead.
A personal note, the first video I ever loaded on YouTube, I had a YouTube account for several years. I don't know, going back to 2003 or so, about 2006, I saw multiple people had uploaded that Brit Hume clip where they have the frame that comes up that says, you know, an unnamed FBI person says, I can't tell you about these Israelis and their connection to 9/11. It's classified information. I uploaded that. I think it was in 2006, and I got a first strike, even though there was probably a dozen other web pages. Dozen other web pages that had that posted.
Sure.
Within 3 hours, this is what led me to realize it, and I think it's pretty good proof, with millions of videos being uploaded every day, they have content recognition software that's automated, and it will recognize voice prints and or content and flag that
sure.
to be deleted. Almost, you know, and I don't know if it took less than 3 hours, but I just noticed that I got a message for content. But anyway, that I was able to download. I think it's probably still available somewhere on Mike Rivero's webpage as a downloadable clip, but you can get it from, you know, any other sources. But anyway, I just thought that'd be a good personal note
there.
So that let me, as among other things, that let me realize I was kind of a targeted individual, and I haven't put much into my online efforts because of that.
And that's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want.
Well, I can't afford to put a Herculean effort and have all the rugs pulled out from underneath of me. That's the problem. I don't have the resources.
This is true. Yeah. So what I have a plan for this that I'm going to be. I'm not in a studio yet, but okay. I just got back on the air. But I have a multitude of accounts. I have a BitChute account. I have a Steemit account, a DTube account. Several did because Steemit is blockchain, so it's very difficult for them to manipulate blockchain. So if you notice,
do you have a special remote control that can slow down time, so you have time to fool with all this stuff? Because I don't. I mean, I don't.
No, I don't. What the plan is when I get to a decent computer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have all five pages open at the same time for the different accounts, and I'm just going to drag drop. Done. And that's it's really that simple.
I certainly, you know, hope that you don't get Unit 8200 messing with you. If you know.
Well, I've already found on my computer through WikiLeaks they and this is just what we know of. There's an attachment that attaches itself to your computer and you can search for it. We put out an article on this, and I found it already in my computer. They're tracking everything. So here's the thing: mass consciousness is what I'm going for. It's why I'm on the radio. It's why I do what I do. Yeah. So, you know, by spreading the links to RBN, by spreading the links to this show, and we're going to take this, the archives to this, we'll put it in an article and we'll put it out there, and hopefully we can have our RBN listeners spread that out to people. But, you know, there is a certain form of gatekeeping. If you take InfoWars, for example. I've known people who have worked for and with InfoWars that are great people. And this is just like the same kind of situation with our military, with our government. There are along in these agencies wonderful people who are patriotic Americans who really want to do the right thing. But within all of these groups, they become infiltrated and then compartmentalized. Yep. And the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And before you know it, you have disgruntled people that are silenced. They have their accounts taken down. They're fired. They're discredited. You know, this is why I stay on this topic and why I think it's so important. You know, I know that I'm going to draw a lot of heat for this, but I figured I'm going to go into the area where the fire is, because that's where people, most of the people I know on YouTube, if you go and search YouTube lately especially and try and look for videos on false flags, they're all gone. YouTube is purging.
Well, the old adage from the World War II bomber pilots was, if you're not getting flak, you're not over the target. So, I mean, that
ain't that the truth.
Yeah. So, I mean, you might as well expect it and just try to find ways to walk between the raindrops, because, as William Binney says, if you're a target, there's not much you can do. They're going to try to mess with you every way you can. So you got to take on strategies like Iran and others and air gap everything you can that is practical to air gap, where it's not networked to be messed with, and listening for software updates is one of those ways into your home network, like your stupid smart TV, you know, or anything that's got a Wi-Fi in it. You need to disable that if it's not absolutely necessary.
Well, you know, I try and what I've developed a new approach. I was thinking about going all security and trying to hide my IP and trying to look. If they take me out for something, then, you know, the same thing's going to happen to me, or similar to what happened to Bill Cooper. And what they did when they killed Bill Cooper was they just made his message stronger. So, I mean, these people, no matter what they do, I'm just going to sit back and report and let the truth speak for itself, and hopefully those little parasites that are scrubbing the internet, I see them in the comment threads all the time. I've identified quite a few of them. They have groups of them. GSHQ in Great Britain is working on the United States while we're working on Great Britain, and
exactly.
The Israelis have a whole detachment of people who go out on the internet and spread Israeli propaganda.
Unit 8200 is one of them. Yeah, but for every backdoor that the U.S. and Five Eyes intelligence community has, and the FBI and whoever, the Israelis have got another backdoor in the background somewhere, and we only find out about a lot of these when somebody puts them for sale on the dark web, and then they have to patch them. And if you noticed, last year, I think, when it became announced that all of these Wi-Fi routers were compromised in fly traps at coffee shops and all over the place, public and private. And Linksys almost immediately rolled out, all the way back to 2007, for routers that they no longer supported, they rolled out a patch for that. Now, you know, a whole team of computer programmers could not have rolled out that patch that quick. They had it waiting and ready because they knew it would eventually get discovered. And that means that there's another backdoor that patch either created or they've got in the works. Because they're not going to shut themselves out of that kind of access.
I don't disagree with you. We have to take a break. We'll be back, folks. Resurrect Republic. All right, brother. Good for your call. Thank you. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talking songs becomes a disgrace. Sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, so what we were talking about before we went to break there, many different things, and there's some things that I'd like to share with you. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, so I'll probably wait till the next one. What I'm going to do is present to you the banned Fox News segment. Okay, we have a little technical issues going on here. Anyway, so we're gonna run the Fox News special that was banned. So keep in mind, folks, that a lot of this information, a lot of RBN listeners, I know you guys you know about a lot of this stuff, so you're gonna have to bear with us a little bit because I'm moving to this new time slot. I'm trying to build a case, a presentation that's understandable. People can understand that this isn't just something that we're targeting or attacking people because of who they are. This is a foreign government, just like the United States meddles in the matters of other nations, meddles with United States foreign policy. Also, this goes back way into history. I mean, President Kennedy was on this on Israel to disclose its nuclear program. We have a letter from President Kennedy to the Prime Minister of Israel that basically shows, it outlines to, what he says in the letter. In short, it basically says that, if Israel is allowed to build a nuclear arsenal, it's going to only cause other Arab nations to do the same. And our whole goal is to prevent that from happening. That's a very interesting piece of history. Let me go on to share this with you. This is like a forewarning. You wonder why Jack Kennedy was killed. There was a multitude of reasons. He was going against the Federal Reserve banking system. He was on Israel pretty hard for this. I welcome your letter of May 12th, he says to the Prime Minister, and I'm giving it careful study. Meanwhile, I've received from Ambassador Barber a report on the conversation with you on May 14th regarding the arrangements for visiting the Dimona reactor. I should like to add some personal comments on that subject. I'm sure you will agree that there is no more urgent business for the whole world than the control of nuclear weapons. We both recognized this when we talked together 2 years ago. I emphasized it again when I met with Mrs. Meyer just after Christmas. The dangers in the proliferation of national nuclear weapons systems are so obvious that I am sure I need not repeat them here. It is because of our preoccupation with this problem that my government has sought to arrange for you periodic visits to Dimona. I'll finish that article on the other side, folks. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.